Or also both, I think it'd be considering the events that are left to our meeting, I think it's fair enough, right? If my safety is your safety, so.
I just don't think that recording anything is something apart from it. I'm just going to say those two adults, we could sit down and just have a conversation and just be clear about things that, if you're going to record it, I have some things that I don't want to record it. I just don't think that that.
As a, on the first meeting, I would, if it turns out, that, because I don't know you yet, Paul, and if you are, if your decision is to see me who I am as a normal question, you open up,
I would think that normal would not have to be starting with setting a ground rule by having to record our first conversation.
In the first meeting, I will do that. That's my security measure. So I hope you, I'm just laying it open for you so you know what's going
on. Yeah, I don't think that's a great way to start, nor do I think it's, it's the way it should start. You know, I just think that it's two human beings who are sitting down having to record. To me, that's just, I would not have had that ever in my life.
I hope it will never happen again.
Yeah, and so we can't talk about anything.
Well, we if there's something like that is regardless, we have the greatest surveillance. That was a good surveillor, God himself.
Mm-hmm.
He observes everything, and so he knows your intention. I don't, and so I apologize for not being as God, but you know your mind and your heart. But because of the history of the persecutions that I have experienced, that is my precaution, because the truth is my faith. As long as there is no deviation from truth, as long as there is no intention of malice or a decision which clearly reflects something that something is not right, then truth is nothing to fear.
Yeah, I mean, it goes beyond that, talks to me. But again, I don't think you're going to sit me down if this is how it starts.
Because I don't know what things you wanted to discuss, because you wrote to me, you wanted to discuss something. And so obviously, considering that you took the initiative to abort a conversation that Amalai had initiated, there is obviously a reason for your concern, and so I'd like to know what your concern is.
I was trying to clarify on things, but I might as well record it. But I'm here as a pastor, I'm not expecting you to be, you don't have to, trust me, you don't have to do anything. That's the bottom line. It's,
obviously, there is a breach of trust between you and I, otherwise you wouldn't have taken that initiative to start communication.
No.
And so in order to abridge the trust level, is there anything that you would like, because I'll do the most of the speaking if you want, is there anything that you want to know from me?
I
speak it, you don't need to worry.
But I can, if you're recording it, there's no... I just don't think that this is like I'll start saying
something.
And I've got absolutely nothing to be concerned about in that. I just think I'm a fascinating about two people.
Yeah.
Can we just sit there and talk?
Yeah, right.
And make choices from there. It's just, you know, we can sit down and discuss things and then we make a decision about what we think about us from there. Right? I'm not trying to have a go at you in respect of why you feel you need to do that and things. That's totally up to you. It's just that I don't think that I need to be able to sit and be a good. And look, you're free to do that, but I don't think it's my business. I'm just not going to be able to go any further on things, so, which I think is that's not good, but I just like us to be able to sit in a chat and not have to worry about that side of things, so, there's nothing to be concerned about in that respect, but.
The question that I asked is, are there opportunities in Life Church for me as a single Christian to also meet with other single Christians? Okay. And your church staff gave three options, so I initiated on those three options. So far, so good. Then, you know, for whatever reason, you stepped in and wanted to have a word with me. And so obviously there is something that worries you or that concerns you or something that you fear.
I want to get clarity. I don't want to fear anything, but I'm just wanting clarity. But again, I'm going to discuss it while we're taking it. Because I'm saying, this is a great way to start.
Well, it wasn't a very good way to start things to abort, you know, my initiative to see the community, and it didn't really start the
way. I'm avoiding it. This is the best way to help you. It's not avoiding because we're sitting here.
Okay.
What's not going well at the moment is the fact that we have to take the conversation.
That's all my security, because I've experienced so much. Now, you may be the exception, and I pray to God that you are Paul. And that will give you, I would honor you I think I'm quite fair, and if that was your decision to allow me into opportunities to meet and build relationships in the Christian community. Now, what I've met from most pastors is opposite, and that it is with that extensive background that I have come to realize on the basis of truth that recording the conversation is my that's my security, that is my safety, because I'm a target of gossip, I'm a target of lies by pastors, and that is precisely the reason I need to record when I speak to the pastor.
I want to be able to help you, but this doesn't help. I want to be able to help you connect with help. I can't. Not more. It's not a big help, but. I got email, not a good way to do it. Face to face, or talking, is the best way to do it. But yeah, recording it, no, I mean, it's my right, not, and I'm not trying to put it across, but you know, I don't have to sit and be recorded in a conversation where I'm just sitting with someone who's wanting to find their way and where their best fit's going to be and go from there. I'm not comfortable with being recorded.
Okay. Well, I think that was already by your church staff identified three options, which might very well be the best fit, because we're described as groups with containing also singles in their 30s. And so now did actually interfere in that communication. He asked your staff to discontinue communication because he wanted to meet him. So actually, you know, it is for that reason that not knowing you in the first conversation, for my safety, I would record you.
We can't have the conversation. Well, for any other reason, I just don't think it's a hesitate now. I've got nothing to hide, it's nothing to be worried about. I just, it's not the way, it's just that. It's not scared of a good conversation. If there's no trust there, how can we start? If there's not a bottom line of trust.
Well, the bottom of the line of trust you breached by interrupting the steps that were already taken.
No, it's about us being able to get into the conversation. We're not going to have this conversation anymore while we're having to record a conversation.
Well, Paul, if you have good intentions and if you have nothing to hide, then you have nothing to fear. God of the universe, he observes everything that you say, and you will be accountable before him. And so, why fear?
I'm not fearing, I'm just saying. I want to sit down here with someone who has to record a conversation when they never met. So you've already got concerns about things. And I think until we can actually sit down and talk,
well, I just came with an open question, and actually your staff initially were supportive, and then you broke that trust. You showed your significant level of mistrust by asking your staff to discontinue communication with you. And so the level of mistrust is initiated
faster,
by you, Paul.
Yeah, as a pastor, that's my role
to mistrust.
No. People find it this way.
Okay. And was that was actually in progress. And then you stepped in, and the reason they, as you said, that they did not respond was because you ordered them not to respond.
I asked them not to, but we're not going to discuss it, we're going to discuss it. Okay?
Well, it seems, Paul, that and as I said, if you have nothing to hide, if you are of good intention, then you need nothing to fear.
But what do you feel for like that you need to record this?
Because I saw that you interrupted, and so having the history of
my role to be able to sit down with people and help them find their best fit. But to come in and want to record a conversation on the very first opportunity that you get to actually talk with someone from our church. There's no level of trust there. It's just like, you can talk about my distrust, but hey, I'm not the one sitting here wanting to record to protect my safety. How about a conversation? All I want to do is sit and meet with you and talk about what's going to be the best fit for you.
Okay. Is there anything, do you want me to join one of these three groups?
I want to sit down and have a discussion.
Do you want to prevent me from joining one of these three groups?
I would just want to sit down and have a talk. See how we can best fit that for you. I'm not going to do it. We can't.
Well, what do you want to talk about? What information do you want? What do you want?
I'm not doing my recording. I'm sorry for it. That's just what it was. It's not the way.
I think the way not to start is to actually what you do is you do take a preventive measure to hinder me, to obstruct my own.
I'm a pastor of this church. One of my responsibilities is to help people find their best fit.
And were these not the best fit?
I'm not going to talk about it. Because you want to go, this is not the way to start. If you are wanting to become and come along to life, to be at a place where you have to come in and you're called a conversation. It's not like, you know, it's not like you want to start, so, you know.
Well, assume that if I were to switch off the recorder, what would you say?
We could have a discussion where we could say there's a level of maturity that we can talk about things and work through where the best fit for you is.
Okay.
As two adults, two Christians, you coming to life and saying that you'd like to be part of that, and we would say, cool.
Okay, I'll test you on that phone. I will show you that I'll switch off the recording. Okay, it's recording now. I'm turning it off.